You're listening to the Texas Standard.
In the late 1800s and early 1900s, most low-income Black and Hispanic people were segregated to the east side of what is now I-35 in Austin. Now, the same people who've lived in the area for decades are being pushed out. Old houses are torn down to make way for new ones, and property taxes are rising rapidly. Alan Washington runs a program aimed at getting fresh food to the affected low-income families.
Well, gentrification always changes the landscape. And so as the fancy restaurants are established, people in the area who have been here for years, some of them aren't able to deal with the new changes. And so a lot of them are moving further out. And as they move further out, they're moving what's known as food deserts, where there aren't fruits and vegetables, not the local grocery stores. And so therefore they're in a kind of a bind.
About 20% of Texas is considered a food desert. That includes rural areas in West Texas and along the border, but also inside some of the state's largest cities. The whole of Dallas County has fewer supermarkets per capita than most large U.S. cities. And one report says Houston needs 185 more supermarkets to meet population needs. Dr. Kim Avila Edwards is a pediatrician for Austin Regional Clinic. She's mapped food deserts and childhood obesity in East Austin.
A family in Manor very honestly told me that they were a one-car family, and their grocery store was literally having to walk down a busy highway, and there was no way they could do that. So their option was either the gas station with their Quickie Mart or the Dollar General.
That's not the only source of food in these areas, but the alternative is even less healthy.
What we see is that in the new areas that are developing, gradually but slowly, the fast food industry is moving food locations into those areas. So folks are having limited options. So they all go to the fast food restaurants, fill up, get their children, unfortunately, filled up on those foods. And what we're seeing is the issue of obesity.
Shannon Jones is the director of the Austin-Travis County Health and Human Services Department, which manages the city and federally funded Fresh Foods for Families program. And
then not too many people lined up today. What do you think?
We got 90.
As many as 250 people line up each month for the Fresh Food program in East Austin. Some walk from their houses right down the street. Others bus or drive from areas outside the city limits. All they need is a personal ID and a couple of reusable bags to get fresh, locally grown produce to take home. Joaquin Blanc lives 15 minutes away. He's bringing food back for his wife and five children.
En realidad es un gran recurso de la comunidad que nos permite comer mejor.
It truly is a wonderful community resource. It allows us to have better meals, and, you know, I'm the only provider in the family, so our budget is tight. But with this, we can actually have good, healthy meals.
When the doors to the center's gym open at 9, Blanc will walk through the assembly line with his bag open. Today's menu, onions, potatoes, chard, and lettuce. Dr. Avila Edwards says there should be more community programs like Fresh Food for Families because communities without access to healthy food face problems related to obesity.
Both of these issues necessitate community action, not just individual, not just physicians, not just local planners, embracing our neighbors, embracing our children to give them the best start is something we should all aim for.
For the Texas Standard, I'm Beth Cortez-Nevel.